We have all four major sports represented in today's top five cards. Football, basketball, baseball, and hockey are seeing certain cards go up and others go down. We'll tell you what is the hottest and coldest next. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday, and welcome to one of my favorite weeks of the year, because it is March Madness. My Gators are in the tournament. I feel good about our chances. I could not wait. Hopefully you have a team in the tournament to root for these upcoming days as well. But of course, today we're here to talk about sports cards, and the Top 5 cards is brought to you every week by Whatnot. And by the way, guys, we are going live on Whatnot three times a day now on our Cards HQ shop account. That QR code on the screen will take you straight there. The link in the show description below will as well. And it will give you $15 in free credit when you create a new Whatnot account using that link. We're going live every day at 2:30 p.m. Eastern for a football sale. Football cards starting at just a dollar on auction. 5 p.m. Eastern every day, we do basketball cards. And then at 7:30 p.m. Eastern every night, we do baseball cards. That means that baseball cards may be happening right as you're watching this video. So go check out that Whatnot stream and join us in the fun. Okay, guys, let's take a look at the overall sports card market. We're going to look here at the Market Pulse by Market Movers. We're looking at the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards. It has ticked up slightly over the last week. We're still in a good position on the year overall. We are sitting up 3.3% since January 1st. That's good news. With the NFL draft around the corner, it'll be exciting to see what fluctuations we have with football cards. Of course, you've got the Major League Baseball season soon getting underway as well. And we're not too far away from the NBA and NHL playoffs. So some interesting times for sports cards ahead. But now let's talk about the cards that are going up and down the most. It is time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card, as we do every week. And this week it is Puka Nacua. Yes, this might be a little bit surprising because Puka Nacua had an awesome rookie campaign for the Rams, finishing with 105 catches and almost 1,500 yards receiving. He surely would have been Rookie of the Year if it wasn't for a guy named CJ Stroud. But despite all of that, Puka Nacua's cards are down in the sports card market. Now, why is this? Well, we're in the NFL offseason, and there are some football cards going up, but the cards that are going up tend to be the guys who are currently being talked about. The guys who are free agents, the guys who just got signed to big contracts, the guys who are getting traded. There's a lot of speculation about different players. That's keeping them in the news cycle. Their cards are going up, but there's not really any news around Puka Nacua right now. So his cards are softening as we are in the offseason, which maybe that means it's not a bad time to buy. But let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'm going to show you what's been going on with his cards. We're looking over the last 60 days here in the sports card market. And it says 2023 Prism Silver in raw condition that we're looking at. We're also looking at the silver in PSA 10 and PSA 9. And we're looking at his rookie autographs from 2023 Prism in raw condition. You can see on the graph, all of these are down quite a bit over the last 60 days. In fact, they're all down anywhere between about 14% and all the way down at 54%. That Prism Silver card in raw conditions dropped from about $69 to $39. In PSA 10, it's dropped from $330 to $161. That is a big haircut in price over the last 30 days. And in PSA 9, it's gone from about $78 to about $36. Honestly, at those prices, maybe the market's bottoming out, and hopefully his cards will see a little bit of a comeback here as we get towards the start of next football season. But now let's talk about cards going up, and we're going with our investment card of the week. It is the Hawk. Andre Dawson, the all-time great outfielder, played 21 seasons in Major League Baseball for four different teams as both a center fielder and a right fielder, spent most of his career with the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Now, Dawson was the Rookie of the Year back in 1977, was an all-star for the National League eight different times, won the MVP award in 1987, was also a runner-up for the MVP award two other times. He batted 305 times. He had 13 seasons of 20 home runs, and he is one of just eight Major League Baseball players with at least 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases during his career. So Andre Dawson did it all, and it's nice to see that his sports cards have also been doing it all in the sports card market over the course of the last year. Let's take a look here at Market Movers, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. So I've got his 1977 rookie card on the screen. This is the 1977 Topps rookie outfielder's card. You can see him in the upper left. In PSA 10, this is a tough card. Population of only 58. So we're talking a very low pop card. This card sold pretty recently, back in December, for over $10,000 on PWCC, where the previous sales before that were down around $4,000. So you can see that that card has really, really jumped in the market. In PSA 9 condition, the card's up a little bit as well, not quite as much, but it's up 3% over the course of the last year. Now, his 1978 Topps card is his first card with his full image on it, so that's also a collectible card. In PSA 10, that is a population of 72. That card most recently sold for $1,000. Now, it looks like it's down a little bit, but that's because that card has not sold for over 6 months. So if you look at the trend line of his other cards, my guess is the next time his 1978 top sells, it will probably bump up as well. It's been a really, really nice year for Andre Dawson cards. Let's talk about hot cards of guys playing today, and we're going to start with an honorable mention. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns card. Now, last week, after I recorded the top five, many of you in the comments said, how could you not include Connor Bedard in the top five? Everybody is chasing his cards. And that is true. Everybody is chasing his cards. Sales of Upper Deck Series 2 hobby boxes and all kinds of different boxes, blasters and all the different configurations have been very, very strong. Of course, there's a $1 million bounty on the one of one of Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Gun. So that's what a lot of people are chasing. Sales have been strong, but prices have been falling. And that's why he hasn't actually made the top five list. But we did want to give him an honorable mention today. Let me show you what I'm talking about here in Market Movers. You can see since this card first hit the market back on March the 6th, that first day it hit the market, it was selling at around $836 as the average sales price. There were 61 sales of the card that day alone, so very high sales volume. Today, the card's selling for around a little over $500. If we look at sales volume, you can see that sales volume has still been strong, but overall, it is coming down. There have been 839 of this particular card, and of course, this, by the way, is that Young Guns card that everybody is trying to chase right now. 839 of those have sold over the course of the last couple of weeks. So there's been a lot of sales, but the reason why prices are dropping, this is a phenomenon that we see when a lot of big chase cards from a new set come out. The first day they hit the market, there's lots of people competing for those auctions or the buy it nows, and they're buying them up with a lot of velocity. But once the card's been out for a few weeks and many of them have hit the secondary market, since there's all of a sudden a lot of supply, prices start to come down a little bit. That's what has happened with Connor Bedard. So he's not officially in the top five because this card is coming down in price, but due to the very strong sales volume, we wanted to recognize him today with an honorable mention. For our number five hottest card of the week, it is a baseball prospect that many are talking about, Jackson Merrill. This is big news because he was just named as the opening day starter in center field for the Padres. And it's big news because he will now become just the third player in the last 50 years to start in center field on opening day before he turns 21 years old. So if you want to talk about a young rising prospect with the potential to be a young star in the league, Jackson Merrill checks those boxes. And as a result of that, his cards right now, as you can imagine, they are hot. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and you can see that graph shooting up on the news of him getting the opening day start. And the card that we're looking at here, this is his 2022 Bowman Chrome Prospect auto card in PSA 10 condition. I've also got it in raw condition on the graph. And then also the refractor version of that same card, number to 499 from 2022 Bowman Chrome. All of these cards moving up nicely in the market. The PSA 10 of the Prospect Auto 30 days ago was $130. Today it is $163. And the refractor in PSA 10 30 days ago was $270. Today, it is $300. Now, once he gets that opening day start, we'll see how he performs. And ultimately, that will probably impact these prices the most. Let's go to basketball for the number four spot today, and it is Anthony Edwards. The first pick from the 2020 NBA draft has been playing great and is quickly becoming one of the top faces of the next generation of NBA superstars. This season, Anthony Edwards is averaging 26.5 points per game, over 5 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game. And of course, he has the Timberwolves playing extremely well. They've been, you know, mixing it around in those top three spots in the Western Conference and have a real shot of making a deep playoff run, maybe even going to the NBA Finals this year. Basketball card collectors and investors, as a result, are hopping on Anthony Edwards cards. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. You can see what I'm talking about. This graph is moving up, and we're looking at his 2020 Prism base card in PSA 10 condition, also his Donruss base, also his Optic base. And then how about his 2020 Mosaic Genesis, the short print that a lot of people love coming out of Mosaic. A lot of people love collecting these Genesis cards. And in PSA 10 condition, that is a very nice high-end card that people chase. In fact, that Genesis card 30 days ago in PSA 10, you could have picked that up for $885. Most recently, that card sold for $1,050. So that is a nice $165 increase over the course of the last 30 days. His Prism base doing well as well. That card was $89 30 days ago. Most recently, $118 in PSA 10. Let's stick with basketball for the number three spot today. And Nikola Jokic is having another fantastic season. The Joker is doing it again. And of course, this comes after he has already been All-NBA 5 different times. He's already won 2 MVP awards. Of course, he won the championship last year and he was the series MVP. So he's already done it all, but he's continuing to do even more. He's having another nice season, averaging almost 26 points per game this season, but also more than 12 rebounds per game and 9.1 assists per game. He's not far away from having a triple-double average for the entire season. That's crazy. And of course, the Nuggets, they're doing fantastic as well. They're sitting in second place in the Western Conference, and they seem primed to be making another deep run, maybe another run to the NBA Finals this year. We will see, but there's a lot of interest in the Joker's cards. We can take a look here in Market Movers. I've got some of his rookie cards from 2015 on the screen, his 2015 Prism base. I've got that in PSA 10 and PSA 9 condition. I've also got his 2015 rated rookie from Donruss in PSA 10 condition on the screen as well, and his 2015 select premier level in PSA 10. And then how about his Kaboom? This one comes from 2020 Crown Royale. That's his 2020 Crown Royale Kaboom in PSA 10 condition. All of these cards, as you can see on the graph, they're all going up. They're up anywhere between about 2% and about 24% over the course of the last 30 days. His Prism base in PSA 10 has moved from $590 to $658. His Kaboom has gone from $1,380 in PSA 10 to $1,500. Nice little increases here on all of the Joker's cards over the last month. Let's go to football for the number two spot today, and let's go with Saquon Barkley. Wow, he just made some news, didn't he? He's gone from one rival to another rival. He's gone from the Giants to the Eagles. And of course, Barkley is no stranger to football card collectors and investors. He was the second overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft, won Offensive Rookie of the Year back in 2018. And now that he has signed a 3-year deal with Philadelphia worth almost $38 million, his cards are heating back up again. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and you can see the news of that move to the Eagles had a big impact on his card prices. You can see that happening on the right side of the graph there. And we are looking at his 2018 Optic Holo in PSA 10 condition, one of his classic 2018 rookie cards. And then we're also looking at all of his downtowns. So this is his 2018 Optic Downtown. That's his rookie downtown card. We're looking at that in PSA 10. This is his 2020 Optic Downtown card. This is his 2021 Optic Downtown card right there. And then finally his 2023 Donruss Downtown card. This one we're looking at in raw condition. All of the others we're looking at in PSA 10 condition, and all of these are up anywhere between about 10% and about 29% over the last 30 days. His 2018 Optic Downtown 30 days ago was $330. Today it's $362. His 2020 Downtown's gone from $255 to $320. His 2021 has gone from $239 to $308. And his 2023 Downtown has gone from $183 to $216. It has been a nice trip to the bank for any Saquon Barkley cardholder. It's time for today's number one card. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. Market Movers is the ultimate way to track the entire sports card market, including your collection. You can see how the value of your collection is changing every day by putting it into Market Movers. And the best part, you can try Market Movers right now for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go get your phone, go to the App Store on your phone and search for Market Movers in the App Store. Download the app. You are going to love trying out Market Movers. All right, guys, the number one card of the week is Paolo Banchero. He's having himself a wonderful season for the Magic. Of course, he was the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft. And this year, he's averaging almost 23 points per game, almost 7 rebounds per game, and over 5 assists per game. He made his first NBA All-Star appearance back in March, and he has the Magic playing pretty well. They're in fifth place in the East with a nice winning record. People are finally taking notice of his cards, and they are really starting to go up in the market. Let's take a look here at Banchero's rookie cards from 2022. I've got his Prism Silver on the screen here. This is in PSA 10 and in PSA 9 condition. I've also got his Prism Base, as well as his Prism Pink Ice in PSA 10 condition, and his Prism Red Ice in PSA 10 condition. If you have any of these cards, you're doing pretty well, because all of these cards are up anywhere between about 3% and all the way up at 64% in the sports card market over the last 30 days. Banchero's Prism Silver in PSA 10, 30 days ago was $242, most recently sold for $322. In PSA 9, it's gone from about $38 to about $62, and his Prism Base in PSA 10 has gone from $36 to $49. What a month it has been for Paolo Banchero cards. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you did, please hit like, please hit subscribe. Go check out our streams on Whatnot right now on the Cards HQ shop account on Whatnot, and go get Market Movers. You need Market Movers. Sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or download the Market Movers app from the App Store on your phone. I appreciate you. I'll see you next week. Take care.